Adjustable jeans leave you unable to change? Want to change your life but have been unable to change yourself? Your WHO is producing all the what? Unless the WHO changes, nothing will change permanently. You seem inexorable, unchangeable. And misery is the result. Warning, this article will need you to read it, not just skimp. We'll look at your relationship to reality first, and its effect on intelligence. The most surprising, mind-boggling aspect of intelligence is not what you are capable of. That is not an important measure. But how much of that potential intelligence you can have available, that is a useful as an important measure, and it depends on your own actions. Looking is an action that connects you to reality. You can look in four basic ways. Looking to see. Looking to understand. Looking if you agree or disagree. Looking to be entertained, are four different actions. Only the first, looking to see, is an action that looks in reality. Looking to understand tries to shape what it looks at such that what it sees fits what is already there. Stored in the mind. Tree of knowledge. Everything that doesn't fit, it claims it doesn't understand, but the fact is, it rejects. Or alternatively you say, I am confused. What you don't say because is that it doesn't fit. Because if you did, it would be easier to catch that you are trying to fit something into what you have already heard and accepted as fact. Or what you have made up and now protect as the truth. If you have a vested interest in a particular story, you will never look to see, you are limited to looking the other three ways. I've heard a story of a movie or film that flat earthers made to prove that the earth is flat. A person with more up-to-date views of the earth saw an ad where this sentence grabbed his attention: if the earth were spherical, round, then if you climbed on a tall place and looked, the horizon would be curved. But it isn't. So he said, let me look to see. And he did. He brought fresh eyes to the issue. And concluded whatever he concluded, I don't remember what. Sorry, but if it were me, I would look and see if a person can go high enough, and if one went high enough, if one would be able to see the curve. I am looking to see. I am looking to check how high I would have to go, and I am looking if I would actually see the curve in the horizon. Quoting. Visual daytime observations show that the minimum altitude at which curvature of the horizon can be detected is at or slightly below 35,000 feet, providing that the field of view is wide, 60 degrees, and nearly cloud-free. That is 11 kilometers, higher than the highest peak of the Himalayas. But if you look, I have accepted that the earth is round, and now, for me, it is tree of knowledge, so I am not really looking to see. I am looking to confirm. I have a longtime friend who is certain that liberals are pedophiles, liberals are the enemy, blah blah blah. When I ask what do you need to be a liberal, he doesn't know. He never asked that question. He never looked. I look to Google to see what it has to say. 1. A liberal is the supporter of policies that are socially progressive and promote social welfare. 2. A liberal is the supporter of a political and social philosophy that promotes individual rights, civil liberties, democracy, and free enterprise. So when I look, the opposite of a liberal is someone who is looking to disagree, looking to prove he is right, wanting things to remain the same. So we could say that a non-liberal is the one who takes the blue pill. In the Matrix analogy of our lives on Earth. Morpheus, you take the blue pill, the story ends, you wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. But if you look, what else is true about liberals? Liberals are also not willing to look. Because, I say, liberals are the new conservatives, they want to conserve that they are right. Neither extremes is looking to see. Neither liberal, nor conservative is willing to look in reality and be willing to be intelligent, even if being intelligent is not a pleasant place necessarily. Just look at what is outside the matrix. But that is real. Another way to observe looking is observing the adherents of the positive thinking religion. Even rejecting it as their religion shows that they weren't looking to see. They were looking to get something. I stay away from religion, because religion is, as Karl Marx said, the opium of the masses. Opium is a mood-altering substance that takes you to a world of your own, out of reality. Like the Matrix. In the snappily titled contribution to the critique of Hegel's philosophy of right, he famously called religion the opium of the people, in that religion was not only used by those in power to oppress the workers, but it also made them feel better about being oppressed. You can see that positive thinking, the law of attraction, both fit the criteria for religion. Their only purpose is to oppress people's intelligence, oppress their life force so they feel good about being a serf, a sheep, an object in a world of objects. In reality, only action produces results. In reality, you want to see everything so you have enough information and data to act intelligently. I have four people, maybe more, who I communicate with regularly, who have a version of these religions, the religion of entitlement, I'll call it temporarily. Entitlement says that I should have it because it is my due. Its effects can go mild, and it can go all the way to sociopathy or psychopathy. Entitlement is not a character defect. Everyone has the roots of entitlement genetically embedded. We all start out with a DNA tree that has two genes giving us the feeling that the universe is there to serve our needs. It is by design, it is for the benefit of the infant and the toddler. For most people, as soon as a child can do for themselves, these genes deactivate, turn off, become inactive, and the child and later the adult can do what it takes to provide for themselves. Do what is theirs to do. Certain upbringing, maybe, causes these two genes or one of the two to not turn off at age 3 to 4. And later the adult experiences an inability to actually do, to become a producer. I have students who have both genes on, and I have students who have one of them on. When you have one on, you can work, maybe even make a living, but you are unhappy, because of that gene. Those who have both genes still active cannot do what is theirs to do, the work that would really provide for them, not just money, but fulfillment, self-respect, success, what is necessary for a good life. I used to think that it is unwillingness. But yesterday in a long session with Source I started to see that the issue is ability. It is in the genes. I first encountered something similar when I was working with the predatory genes a few years ago. Predatory genes are very similar in that they make you think that you can take, consume, use, abuse another, because you are allowed. Too many predatory genes make a person too entitled. Too few predatory genes is more interesting. I had zero predatory genes. I wasn't allowed, I didn't feel I was allowed, that I had permission to take care of myself and my needs. And I didn't. I adjusted my predatory genes, or more accurately said, I asked Source to adjust them, and Source adjusted me to three predatory genes. I started to take care of my needs. It was actually quite dramatic. I stopped feeling like a victim, acting like a victim, lashing out like a victim. Instead, I started to do for myself, stand for myself, respect myself. But alas, in some areas of life I still don't have permission. I behave like I am not allowed to get rich, not allowed to have a nice environment, not allowed to take care of myself fully. So there are more genetic prohibitions I haven't handled yet. My hunch is that at a certain age I was supposed to have a gene activate or deactivate, a gene whose purpose was to be trainable and controlled by the parents. The entitled religion type 2 genes don't answer this issue. I seemingly have the opposite issue. But it is not the same gene. Adjusting the entitled religion type genes will answer the issue of a lot of people who have one or two of those genes didn't turn off when they were supposed to turn off. I can now call down from Source and transmit an energy that will turn those genes off, if they are on. The energy is harmless for people who don't have those on, like myself. Adjusting people's genes one by one is the easiest and most reliable way to do it. But as a person and a business owner, I prefer not having to be personally involved. If it is possible. But the adjustment through downloadable energy needs to be tested. And that is the next mountain to climb. Once it is tested, I can just simply sell the energy in an audio, and then you can use it for yourself, or for family members. I'd love to have it distributed widely. It would make a huge difference in the world. My idea is to do the testing in a challenge format. Where I would give you the audio and then check you every day if the DNA change holds. And if there is anything I'd need to do further. It is very likely that you need to learn to drive this new vehicle, just like you would need to learn to drive a race car like a race car, instead of thinking that it works just like an old clunker. So I'll need to dream up exercises and practices. So I am not ready to launch. Yet. I have personally adjusted a few people yesterday, and I will adjust a few more today. One person whose predatory genes were adjusted some time ago asked me to do it again. I checked and his predatory genes were successfully adjusted, but I just checked. His entitlement hapless baby genes are on, both. So I'll adjust him, and we shall see what happens. You have a choice to wait till the challenge is ready or ask me to adjust the genes now. Red pill adjustment. So I cannot promise that this red pill adjustment will make you normal, i.e. fully capable to do what a normal human can do. But if you have the entitlement genes, I can promise you'll be able to do more. Or maybe all. A normal human is designed to do. The permission gene. For me. Personally, there is at least one more gene that will need to be adjusted. One of the ways you see that there is something you have no permission to do, is that you have the best intentions and then nothing. You don't do it. One of my coaches also lacks the permission gene, the permission to have everything gene not on. So I am not the only one. Another guy I know, brilliant pauper, neither. I have asked Source if it is possible to adjust, and if I am allowed to activate that permission gene for myself and for others. And the answer was yes. My heart goes out for hard-working people who are not allowed to have all the fruits of their labor. What a weird construct humans are, right? I think that by the time we'll launch the challenge, I'll be able to turn on and turn off the appropriate genes for you. For now I am looking for people who need to be adjusted. If I already know you, I'll do the checking for free. If you are new, you need to pay for it. Let me check your DNA tree. https://www.yourvibration.com/checkedna. Checking and adjusting are not the same thing. If I find your DNA in need of adjustment, I'll let you know. I need a large picture of you where you have your eyes open and uncovered. So I can connect to you. I connect to you and to Source. I merge with you completely. Not through a channel, or pipe, or cord, or whatever other people use. And then leave it there to your detriment. I don't attach anything to you. I can't see your thoughts either. I am not a mind reader. But I can feel your attitude. If you are associated with the dark side, I'll know, and I may refuse to do anything with you. If you have attachments, I'll know. Meaning, I'll know everything that is energetic, pretty much. Okay, go and get yourself checked. Or if you are already a customer and I have your picture, send me an email. No charge. Sophie@yourvibration.com.